This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And this is the Hlanganani Media Show. If you just join us, yes, we are about to have that conversation with Dr. Magyata. Doc, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, what a lovely day. it's raining. Love it. So, Doc, today we'll be speaking about food safety training for the informal traders. So, if you can just take us through, Oguti, what is, if you can provide them details about this project.
Okay, our project on informal traders based on food safety, it's environmental health project. It falls within the Department for Environmental Health students, those who are doing third year. And the project is looking at the safety of the food that you normally get from outside the gate by the informal traders. Like amakwenya, amafried, and so on. So we have identified the project as critical, especially looking at what are the requirements of on when it comes to food safety. So our project is looking at that, training the informal traders on the basic food preparation methods.
Love it. And can you just maybe introduce the community partner who partnered with you?
Okay, our primary beneficiaries are the informal traders. These are the informal traders that are selling ready-to-eat foodstuff. So this is the foodstuff like amakwenya, as I've indicated, amafried, inyama entloko, and other related food products. We have excluded the vegetables as well as the fruits because of the safety part of it. Because when you compare both food products, the amakwenya inyama entloko, they are more prone to contamination than others. So we have identified those as our primary beneficiaries. We have partnered with eThekwini Municipality, environmental health practitioners or the health inspectors, and small business support. They are our partners in that. And then our students are the main role players within that project.
Third year students.
Yes, the third year students.
Oh, love it. And if you maybe just take us through, Guti, who inspired this project?
Okay. The project we started in, is it 2019? Just before COVID-19.
Oh.
Yeah. It is part of our scope of practice. Oh. Environmental health inspectors or practitioners or our students, as they are training towards being environmental health inspectors, their scope of practice include food safety. And we also cover water pollution, environmental management. So as a food safety lecturer, I got involved in that. And it was just after listeriosis case, before this, the one that we had currently. So we then decided to see if we can't start that project. And we registered it with our community engagement office. Yes.
Love it. I'm sure this project will just receive the recognition and, of course, the goal that wants to be achieved by it. And if you maybe you can tell us about how the community has responded to this project so far. As you have mentioned, this project has began in 2019, before COVID-19.
Our communities are responding positively towards this project, and they are eager to participate. And we have seen that other people who are not covered under the project, they are also interested, because looking at the cases that we had recently, where children got exposed to food contaminated with chemicals. So there is that eager for people to participate. In fact, even our stakeholders, because they are busy working on certificate of acceptability for the informal traders. So we are also assist them in that regard. So there is a lot of positive energy. Even our students, when they have to go out and train the informal traders, they are really participating with energy.
Love it. If I may ask, because you have brought to light Indaba ye food poisoning, yes, this being a major case in South Africa, have you partnered with SAPS or are you willing to? Because if maybe we find among informal traders outside, which maybe they're selling some contaminated food, those people, or maybe you have a right structure to just SAPS.
Okay. The role of environmental health is more on education before compliance.
Oh.
So we are not yet incorporating the SAPS, as we believe that our people, they do listen. And they, it's just that there are certain challenges when it comes to the infrastructure, especially for the informal traders outside the gate. If you compare the North Campus and the main campus, their infrastructure are totally different. And with that structure, the North Campus, it means they will face more challenges. So if you have to close them down, remember you are also taking away their livelihood.
True. Yes. Well said. Is MUT benefiting from this project?
Yes. And if you look at our the pillars of higher education, community engagement is one of them. So we cannot neglect community engagement, and we focus on teaching and learning. And research is also part of that. So through all those activities, we are also involving a bit of research on what are the challenges, how can we resolve them. And our students, they are supposed to complete work-integrated learning. So the module that I'm offering, food safety, is also offering students that part on work-integrated learning. They are able to claim the days that they have spent training the informal traders. They also learn new skills of before they can go and train out there and get hired within municipalities. They've already been exposed to training the informal trader. So actually, it's like they are working and assisting the municipality as well.
Ah, love it. Doc, if we see ama benefits, yes, we're speaking about Project Remains, Project E for safety training. If we can speak about how do you ensure the project remains sustainable and continues to benefit the community in the long term?
Yeah. Each and every year, we get the students moving from second year to third year.
Mm-hmm.
So it means we'll get always get new students being exposed to this project.
Oh.
When they are doing second year, they do vector control. That's where my colleague and my partner within this project, Dr. Pele, she offers the module on vector control, the pest control. So when they go and do second year, they have that background on pest control. Now we are incorporating food safety. And when they do their fourth year, they do research. And their research project, some of them, they do research within the same setting of the informal trader. So after they have completed, they are going to work within the same setting of the informal trader. So there is continuity within the institution and again outside the institution. We have students who are now working or doing community service within the municipality, and they have been exposed to this project. So it's easier for them to identify the setting. And remember, we are also working with the regulation that they have to apply when they go to the informal traders. So they have already been exposed to that regulation, and later they are going to enforce it as well.
Love it. Congratulations to them. And it's working very good because Mengibuga, actually, they're implying what they've learned in class C, basically. Love it. And of course, what advice would you just give out to other academics looking to this initiative, similar development project?
I did indicate that as a lecturer or as an academic institution, you cannot neglect community engagement. You cannot neglect research, because we are not only focusing on teaching and learning. In order to be a complete institution, we need all those pillars to be fulfilled. So as a lecturer, you have the content already. It's just the application of that. And the application of that, it can only happen within communities. Mm-hmm. So your community can be a public school. It can be community out there. It can be even community of students. They are also, you can do community engagement with among the students, of which that's what we are encouraging as well.
Mm.
So say, let's just expose our students to real world problems, and we can also offer the content that is needed out there that can make a change.
It's about making a change. Dr. Mayata has spoken. Lastly, Doc, if we can take us through, what are your hopes and aspiration for the future of the community because of this project?
Look, we want to bring change.
Mm.
We want to bring change among our people. We want the food that our students buy from the informal traders, especially around our campus. We want that food to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot afford to have a food poisoning case around the institution. Mm-hmm. We cannot afford to have a food poisoning case within our residences.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, we have other students who are doing projects or research projects within residential institutions or residences around MUT. So we need to spread the word.
It's about spreading the word. Lastly, maybe I just received this question just now, Doc. Let's say maybe you face maybe the informal traders, they have some contaminated or maybe in these cases,
it is very important that you as a consumer, you also learn.
Mm.
And you empower yourself with knowledge when it comes to food safety. Remember, you are the one who see that the food is not safe. Maybe they store it in the sun.
Mm.
Maybe it was not cooked thoroughly and it was not handled very well. Mm-hmm. Or it's not something that is supposed to be sold on the street. The first step is you as a consumer. You have to be knowledgeable around food poisoning.
Mm.
What can make you sick? And the trader is responsible to keep the food safe.
Mm.
And you start with educating them. You start with saying, this is wrong. You are not allowed to sell it this way.
Mm.
And after that, you can inform related stakeholders, like your environmental health practitioner, especially if you see the food is not handled in a proper way. But we start with education first.
Educating before complying. Doc Mayata, thank you so much for your time. And close remarks.
Thank you for inviting me. And I would like to thank all the stakeholders, especially the institution for funding this project. Because without funding, we cannot do anything.
Mm.
And again, for our students to go extra mile. They sacrifice their time and they go out there and train the individual and Etekwini municipality to open their streets for us.
Mm.
And we really acknowledge and we hope we sustain that relationship.
Definitely, Doc. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Mayata.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.